NCBA's CattleCon continues here in Nashville. We're going to learn more about Feedlot IQ. Hello once again. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. Fernando Lager joins us now. He is with Ever.ag, and let's talk about what Feedlot IQ is all about.
Okay. So Feedlot IQ is a platform that uses artificial intelligence and machine learning to help feedlots to be more efficient, to have a better performance, to have insights on their production, and to help them manage their feedlots.
So then how does it work within the feedlot to gather some very important data?
So we started training an algorithm that for 1 year we were using a historical database for about 15 years. And the algorithm learned about everything that have in that database, all the data points. And when we connect a new database from a specific feedlot, we are able to have insights about the quality of the animals, the health. We can define if those animals are with a high, medium, or low health risk. We can define what the performance we can expect from those animals, taking consideration the source of those animals. So if they were from Nebraska and the feedlot is in Colorado, what is the impact of the weather from the source to the feedlot? And then taking consideration everything like health protocol, nutritional protocol, weather, and the source of those animals, we can have a better growth curve defined. And with that, the feedlot will be able to define when they're going to sell those animals and how they can get a better margin, taking consideration the cost of the animal and the pricing and the specific momentum where they're going to sell those animals.
So then how is that data collected? Is it something the animal wears and then there's receivers in each pen? How does that all come together?
No, and that's the best part. We don't need to add anything in terms of cost for the feedlots. We are going to gather the data from the systems that they are currently using. So for an example, usually a feedlot will be using between 2 and 5 different systems to collect all the data. So the feeding data, the health data, the financials. We integrate with those different systems. We bring all the data to our system. We run our algorithm and we start giving the insights and make the predictions.
That is pretty cool. What has been the reaction from cattlemen as they see this data all compiled and kind of start spewing out numbers and information about their operation?
So it's been great. It's very difficult for the feedlot manager to spend time in the front of a computer. So whenever we tell them that instead of looking for 5 different systems, he can see everything in one system, one source of truth, that's been very well received.
Does it matter the feedlot size or?
Nope. We are able to integrate small, medium, and big feedlots. We just need to have an initial conversation, understand where they are at in terms of technology and how we can help them. Only the future will define that.
You bring up dairy and I'm thinking, man, a lot of our guys have pens that are beef on dairy and then they've got pens that are beef. What a great way to do a comparison to how those two pens are doing with the data they compile and send to you.
Yep. And depending on the amount of data that we can get from the feedlots, for an example, if they track all the different pens that they have and how they are locating the lots, we can help them to optimize their capacity by organizing their weekly activities to follow the different protocols and have the shoot capacity incorporated into the system. So whenever they have a new lot coming to the feedlot, the system is already considering how to allocate the lots to the pens, which ones needs to be cleaned, which one needs to be vaccinated or receive implant. And you can compare the performance of all the different lots, not only for what they currently have on the feedlot, but historical data too. So they are able to see what are the different sources that they should be, for an example, focusing to buy animals from, or the ones that they should reduce the price that they are paying, like giving a discount because the quality of the animals are not as they expect to have the performance that they're looking for.
Well, that's exciting, Fernando. Thanks for joining me today to educate me a little bit more about Feedlot IQ.
Thank you.
Okay, find out more details. Go to ever.ag. It is Feedlot IQ. from the NCBA's Cattle Con, I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.